very important lawsuit because our schools in San Mateo County are taking a stand against the big tech social media companies for the harm caused to our county's students. So there's lots of forms of harm, including increased absenteeism, greater needs for mental health counseling and support. For instance, if we look at what happens on YouTube, there's been studies shown of interactions with youth users and how content is pushed out to those youth users that is oftentimes very highly inappropriate and has a negative mental health impact on students. A lot of what we're seeing are issues around body issues. We're seeing an increase in actually suicide rates, a very sharp uptick in suicide rates in recent years. And of course, the pandemic has compounded everything, but also we have a generation of youth who are for the first time grappling with social media. And then also even some physical damage to property. There's been some TikTok campaigns that have encouraged students to vandalize property. And we saw that happen at Aragon High School at the beginning of the school year. Our complaint details a lot of the science behind the issues between social media use and our students and the ways in which youth are engaging with social media programs. They're spending up to 9 hours online a day. That's not including time that's spent on homework assignments. And there's a lot of cyberbullying going on online in the schools. Are feeling the impacts of that. When you speak to the school boards and the officials, they are very passionate about the adverse impacts that they're seeing in the student body because of social media use. And so the president is highlighting something that is society is going to have to grapple with. And it's that we have a generation of kids that are growing up surrounded by social media, and we're seeing really very adverse impacts, like the number of ER visits for anxiety-related issues has skyrocketed. Even before the pandemic, it was skyrocketing, and there's a direct tie with social media use.
Why go after the social media companies? They have often said that they're not responsible for the content that is on their platforms.
Their models and their algorithms target the youth audience and are designed to get as many youth on their platform as possible for as long as possible. So that's really, that is the heart of the case here. It's looking at the ways in which social media companies are purposely targeting the youth population.
And how are they specifically targeting youth?
Right. So it's been a bit of the Wild West. If you look at this industry and social media has really been very unchecked and unregulated when it deals with how it targets youth. Our state legislature, for instance, recently passed over a lot of opposition, some common sense regulations, some rules about what can be tracked for users under 18. And the result of that is, as we saw in the news a day ago, is litigation by social media against even those minor changes.
What are you guys calling for? What do you want to see happen?
Well, there's two things behind this lawsuit. One, of course, is to recover some damages for the schools because they're facing increased costs for student counseling, and the like, repairing vandalism, a host of additional costs because of the mental health crisis. But also the schools are taking a very important stand on just this issue. The teachers and the school districts want to be heard, that they are seeing the negative consequences of the social media companies' business practices. The school districts are well aware that this is a David versus Goliath type of a situation, but there's precedent for it. And recently, the school district stood up against Juul e-cigarettes, for instance. Educators want to have a voice when it comes to these big social public policy issues. we do anticipate that this is going to be a large case on behalf of school districts. And San Mateo is just right at the leading edge of the litigation, but I expect that we're going to see hundreds, if not thousands, of school districts join in the case.